one of the stops in their walk from Mindanao to Manila, hundreds of indigenous Lumads and their supporters camped for 1 week at the grounds of the University of the Philippines. They want to draw attention to violent land grabs within their traditional territory and call on the authorities to investigate and punish recent killings of Lumad land defenders. Among the dead is Lumad leader Dionel Campos. He was killed on September 1st in a tribal school in the Lianga Surigao del Norte village in the southern Philippines. His daughter, Michelle Campos, believes paramilitaries known as the Mahagat Pagani are responsible.
It was dawn when a group of armed men knocked hard on the doors, threatening to gun people down if they didn't gather in the basketball court. My three younger sisters saw the paramilitary forces shoot my father in the head. The children were terrified. They threatened to massacre people if they didn't leave the area.
Michelle Campos said her father was actively opposing the incursion of mining interests into their ancestral lands. Activists have documented 5 massacres targeting Lumads during the present administration. The violence has displaced thousands more from their territory. Ariel Casilao is among the leaders of the activist group Anak Pais from Mindanao, who has been traveling with the march.
The Aquino regime is implementing a counterinsurgency operational plan named before the U.S. counterinsurgency methodology, which is Oplan Bayanihan. The problem is wherein people, groups, or organizations that are critical to this government protesting large-scale intrusion to their ancestral lands because of large-scale foreign projects like mining, logging, agri-corporations, plantations. People are protesting and they are being vilified, they are being tagged as communists or as fronts or members, sympathizers of the revolutionary group New People's Army.
He said Lumad schools in particular have been the targets of multiple attacks. He adds Lumad supporters have been facing trumped-up charges and surveillance, including himself. The Armed Forces Chief of Staff, General Hernando Iriberi, denied military involvement in the Lumad killings and challenged accusers to produce evidence. Catholic priest and anthropologist Albert Alejo in Davao says indigenous land defenders face violence from multiple armed actors.
Indigenous peoples in Mindanao are killed sometimes by the military and at other times by the armed rebel groups called the New People's Army. There are also indigenous peoples killed by some guards of mining companies. There are also indigenous groups killed by the private armies of some local politicians. And so this is a very complicated situation.
But, Alejo points out, violence against Lumads is rarely investigated or prosecuted, meaning that perpetrators can expect to be able to operate with impunity. UN Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples Victoria Tolikorpas has urged action on stalled peace talks between the government, the New People's Army, and the National Democratic Front, different sides of an armed conflict in an area that includes the Lumad's ancestral territory.
I would strongly recommend that a mechanism where a joint monitoring and investigation could happen, and then people, and then the facts, so that the facts will really come out, and based on those facts, then there will be a subsequent discussions on how to deal with that kind of situation.
Back at the people's camp, Michelle Campos says life is more difficult without her father, but she will complete her studies, stand up for her family, and demand justice for her father and her community.
This is what my father wants. Education is important. It gives honor to us Lumads. It is sacred. It teaches us our rights, why we should protect our ancestral land, not to be discriminated, and to progress as a people.
The Lumads are camping at the Liwasong Bonifacio Plaza in Manila, ahead of next week's APEC summit. They say, if pushed away, they will continue their protest for international guests to see. Reading for FSRN's Madonna Varola in Quezon City, I'm Robert Packard.